This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the beginning, God said, "Let there be light," and light was good. Then God said, "Let there be Edward Woodson."
Please allow me to introduce myself. I'm a man of wealth and taste. I've been around for a long, long year. So many a man's soul and place. I was around when Jesus Christ had his moment of doubt and pain. Me damn sure the pilot washed his hands and sealed his fate. Pleased to meet you. Hope you guess my name.
You're listening to Talk Radio's Prince of Darkness, where the only thing hotter than hell is liberty. The Edward Woodson Show.
Hello, America. Welcome to the show, everyone. The number here is 877-317-6432. That's 877-317-6432. Give me a call. Today is the first Monday of Trump. And he's already moving on trade. Say goodbye to the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Done. He's announced a hiring freeze on federal workers. He's warned China no more taking territory in international waters. He's reinstated a ban on funds promoting abortion overseas. He's met with executives and labor leaders. And he wants to slash federal regs by 75% or maybe more. That's just day one. Day one. Also, I want to talk about this Women's March. These people have no idea what they're even protesting. Wasn't the day to protest, the ultimate day to protest was November 8th. And I don't know if you saw this, but they left behind tons of trash. All their goofy signs, they all left them behind. I guess these women don't believe quite in the environment, right? Because they littered all over the National Mall, my hometown. I'm going to take a call real quick. I've got Kent on the line from Florida. Hey, Kent, how are you? Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening. I appreciate it.
Hey, great show.
Thank you.
Just wanted to point out something I thought on Drudge early this morning, and, you know, talking about all the trash left behind, maybe the city of Washington, D.C. ought to bill Mr. Soros for the damage and the litter pickup and all that. You know, considering he's funded, I think he's involved with some like 50 plus groups that actually spearheaded organizing the march, not only here but also globally.
Oh, see, this is what I love about my listeners, that they're very smart. And I appreciate you calling and making this point so that I don't have to. You're absolutely right. We saw these protesters there. You know what? Look, this is an extension of MoveOn.org, Black Lives Matter. We've seen this all before. And I thought it was interesting, Kent, that you saw all these protesters around the world. Like, I don't care what they're protesting about in London. I could care less. Do they vote?
But, you know, the thing is, they don't even know. Most of them don't even know what they're marching for, other than they're just, yeah. They don't even know what they're marching for, half of them. You know, they want more rights. They want more, you know, more free stuff. I think that's what it boils down to.
Right. And you know, they talk about the, you know, Trump is going to take away women's rights. How, pray tell, is Trump going to
exactly.
take away women's rights?
You know, you ask people, it's like, what exactly can't women do here or the rest of the civilized world, for that matter, that men can't do? Nothing. You know? I was telling
right.
you, move to the Middle East. Move to someplace. If you really want something to complain about, move to the Middle East.
You're absolutely right. In fact, one of the organizers of this women's march is a Muslim woman.
Yes, an ISIS sympathizer, no less.
Yes, she actually is. In fact, she talks openly about Sharia law and how we should establish Sharia law. See, I don't think these women really realize what that would mean, Sharia law would mean for women.
Exactly. The blatancy of the hypocrisy is just unbelievable.
It is unbelievable. But I'll tell you what, Kent. Go ahead.
I was like, you don't know whether to laugh or cry. You know, it's just like, it's just crazy.
Well, Kent, I got to tell you, I laugh about this. In fact, I've been telling my friends, and I don't know if you heard earlier, to start watching CNN. If you want to get a good laugh, watch CNN. I mean, this is honestly, the reaction from the media to me is better than anything that happened during the campaign. In fact, I thought that I would be struggling, you know, to get show content every day. It turns out, Kent, that I actually have more to talk about than ever.
Well, a couple more points on Mr. Soros. You heard he lost over, I think it was like close to $1 billion in betting on a Hillary win, which of course never happened. Number one, so that's a good start. You know, and then I think if we were to look at maybe. It would be nice to see the administration really think about going after this guy in some way, shape, form, or another, because he's thrown a lot of little, you know, mines like the march and other things, and I think he plans on keep doing that kind of stuff. And I'm really wondering if the administration is even looking at this guy.
Well, look, that's a good question. I mean, I think he can, if he wants to keep wasting his money and funding these marches and this opposition, by all means, he can do that. I mean, I don't think it's going to do any good, but, that's his prerogative, really.
Big waste of resources, though, for...
Clearly. I mean, the whole thing... Look, that whole women's march was a big waste of resources. And I'm telling you, you talk to most of the women, it's just talking points. They just repeat talking points, and that's all they do. They have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, we have a neighbor. It's like her whole thing was, you're going to take away women's reproductive rights. Well, guess what? Don't have sex.
Well, or
yeah, pay for your own birth control. You know, and it's like,
right. Or wrap it up. Okay.
Right. I mean, exactly. Exactly.
Look, I agree with you. All right, Kent, well, listen. Go ahead.
No, just great show. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much. No, really, that means a lot to me. Thanks for calling the show, and thanks for listening, Kent. I appreciate it.
All right. Later.
All right, buddy. Bye. Thanks. Look, these people have no idea what they're even protesting. It's seriously. The time to protest. Like, I saw some signs. Okay, as I was, by the way, you know what I did when I was in D.C.? I yelled at everybody. Seriously. So I saw these women carrying these signs saying, it's not too late. It's not too late to stop Donald Trump. And so I yelled at them. I'm like, hey, it's too late. It's too late. He won. He was inaugurated yesterday. Because, of course, it was the day after the inauguration. And they literally had a sign. It's not too late to stop Donald Trump. So then they were yelling back at me, no, it's not too late. It's not too late. I'm like, yes, it is. It's too late. It's idiots. It's like the millennial at the bar that I talked about in the last hour. That when asked, did Trump win Alabama? And she said, well, you know, he didn't win the millennial vote. Who cares? It's like this argument that they give you. Well, you know, he didn't win the popular vote. Well, what do you get for winning the millennial vote? What do you get for winning the popular vote? You know what you get? You lose. You lose. Meaningless. Millennials don't even vote. And I'm telling you, these people didn't even go out and vote. They sure did make a mess. And I got to tell you, that pisses me off. Because, if you're going to protest, pick up your trash. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Thank you.
Edward Woodson Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Where to advertise? Television is expensive and not cost-effective. Billboards only reach a few. Bus benches, taxis, promotional trinkets? Forget it. And just try to find your ad in all that clutter of a newspaper. Internet and radio advertising is by far the most effective and affordable way to get your message out. And the Edward Woodson Show is the place to advertise your products and services. Call Edward now at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and advertise on the Edward Woodson Show. Edward's listeners are poised and ready to hear your ad and take action. Again, if you want effective advertising, the Edward Woodson Show is the place you need to be. Call Edward at 305-528-3552. That's 305-528-3552 and get ready for results.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Say you want a revolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. You tell me that it's evolution, well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be?
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. 877-317-6432. So the media started this fight with the crowd numbers, okay? The media also accused the Trump of lying, Sean Spicer of lying. Because Saturday he came out and said, hey, listen, the crowd was huge. It was huge. Of course, the media pushed back, calling him a liar. How could Sean Spicer come out and continue to tell this lie? The only ones lying here are the media. You see, the days of allowing the media to just lie and going along with the lie are over. That's done. So today, Sean Spicer had an actual press conference where he took questions. I want you to listen. He doubled down today. Didn't back off the assertion about the crowd size. Listen, I want you to listen to Sean Spicer today.
Sure. It was the most watched inaugural. When you look at... You look at just the one network alone got 16.9 million people online. Another couple of the networks, there were tens of million people that watched that online. Never mind the audience that was here, 31 million people watched it on television. Combine that with the tens of millions of people that watched it online on a device, it's unquestionable. I don't see any numbers that dispute that. When you add up attendance, viewership, or total audience in terms of tablets, phones, on television, I'd love to see any information that proves that otherwise.
Bam! There is no other information that's going to prove that otherwise. As a matter of fact, I want to go to this. This is Entertainment Weekly that's reporting this. Entertainment Weekly. That the Trump inauguration ratings were second biggest in 36 years. This is according to Nielsen. Okay? The swearing in of Donald Trump was seen by 30.6 million viewers across 12 networks. Okay? Now, the only inauguration over the last three decades that tops Trump's number in linear ratings would be Mr. Obama in 2009, which he had a record-setting 37.8. However, if you go back to Ronald Reagan, 1981, Ronald Reagan was seen by 41.8 million viewers. All right? And the reality is that Trump could have been seen by more viewers than either Obama or Reagan, and here's why. Nielsen ratings do not account for online viewing, which, of course, has grown sharply in recent years and is far more commonplace than even 4 years ago. People are now watching on their devices. Nielsen ratings don't cover that. CNN.com, for example, clocked in 16.9 million live streams, tying with its election day coverage for the site's top event. Live stream tallies are typically not apples to apples with Nielsen's strict methodology of counting average viewers, but are still additive. Plus, you have other portals like YouTube, Facebook, Twitter that had live streams as well. So, the fact is that, you know what? Sean Spicer could be right. But the media, they don't want to acknowledge that. And not only that, add to that the number of people worldwide that are watching. Right? It's a huge number. It's huge! Okay? Now, the media, all they did was concentrate on two things, crowd size and this women's march. Now, because, you know, the women's march is the resistance. The reality is that there was a lot more going on than just those two stories. But all they wanted to talk, by the way, the way that they framed this false narrative was that Donald Trump brought up the crowd size. Donald Trump went to the CIA Saturday morning, because he went to the CIA, which, by the way, everybody there clapped, loved him. But that's not how the media portrayed it. Okay, the media portrayed it Donald Trump. There wasn't really that many people there at the CIA. The CIA. He goes to the CIA. Let me just give you a little background. He goes to the CIA, and he is. They give him like everybody's hooting and hollering and just giving him general love. But that's not what the media wanted to talk about. The media tried to say that, there's not that many people there. Listen, I want you to listen to this. This was Sean Spicer today talking about the CIA, when he goes to the CIA. And the best was, like, you know, how they made it out to be like, the CIA, there really isn't that many people there. Okay, listen.
Inaugural crowd in person.
I am not. I am saying that it was the total largest audience witnessed in person and around the globe. Yes, sir.
Just go back to one other thing.
Yes.
You're telling CBS News, those with knowledge of who was in the room in the lobby of the CIA, that senior leadership were not among those hooting and hollering, and that there were some 40 people who were in the first front rows who were brought in by Trump and Pence and Pompeo. I'd like to give you a chance to respond to that reporting.
I don't think that's accurate at all. In fact, I think if you listen to the audio of it, you can hear the excitement that exists there. There were some people that had to be off camera for obvious reasons, but I think when you looked at the number of people that were there, the audio alone speaks volumes to what had happened. I don't think that there's any question about that.
So the people in the front who were seated on camera, those were CIA employees?
I honestly don't have a seating chart. I think we had a very small footprint going over there. I don't know exactly who went over, but I don't know, maybe 10 people at most. Sarah was there. 10? We're in the travel going over. So 10 of 400.
But the people were in the front rows, those were CIA employees?
Some.
So.
This is what they're concerned about here in the media. We'll be right back.
The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
How do most people discover the blends of tea they like? Trial and error. But at Twinings of London, we believe in just trial. That's because we have 9 master blenders traveling the world to find the best teas, spices, and herbs for the perfect balance of taste, flavor, and aroma. With over 50 great tasting varieties, we wouldn't mind if you tried them all. Twinings of London. Teas that fit your every mood. Available at a store near you or twiningsusa.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
I'm sure we seated. I can't say. I'm not really sure why this matters. I mean, 10 people didn't yell that loud.
Just you said,
yeah, they were.
There's not this rift between the intelligence community and the president. Because senior authorities within the intelligence community are telling CBS News that they're uncomfortable with that portrayal. And then the notion that people within the CIA...
All I can do is tell you to listen to the tape alone. I think you can hear... Yes.
John, a couple questions if I could. I know you've been here for a while. Has the president formally requested or received Pentagon advice on how he could change the campaign against the Islamic State?
I think he has ordered it.
All right, that's Sean Spicer today at his press conference where he was grilled about the number of people that were cheering for Donald Trump at the CIA. Because, of course, the media narrative is that, you know, the CIA is very concerned, you know, the intelligence community is very concerned with Donald Trump. But Donald Trump went to the CIA, and guess what? People were hooting and hollering and clapping for him. I mean, I heard the tape. These were people that worked in the CIA. Not senior officials like John Brennan, who is out of a job today, who was a Muslim convert who lived in Saudi Arabia and who was the CIA director under Obama. Look, let's be honest here. Stop with this canard, okay, that senior officials in departments and department heads are not political. Of course they're political. They're political appointees. You don't become this political appointee because you're like middle of the road. All right? You're bipartisan. No. This is the most partisan positions that there are in government. Give me a break. It's like so stupid. I got to get to this. There's not enough time in the day here. I want to play this for you. This was, again, today. Who's this? Jonathan Carl. Jonathan Carl. Asking Sean Spicer whether or not, is it your intention to always tell the truth? Will you pledge never to lie to the American people? Really? Are you kidding me? Did the media ask, I don't recall the media asking Josh Earnest that question. I don't recall, what was that guy, Jay Carney? Did they ask Jay Carney that question? But yet they're going to ask Sean Spicer this. I want you to listen to this. This was today.
Is your intention to always tell the truth from that podium, and will you pledge never to knowingly say something that is not factual?
It is. It's an honor to do this, and yes.
Do you promise not to lie to us? What, are you kidding me? What, they never, did they ever ask the White House spokesperson for Obama the last 8 years? Did they ever ask that question? They're basically, they're presupposing that they're going to get lied to. You mean how you lie to us?
I believe that we have to be honest with the American people. I think sometimes we can disagree with the facts. There are certain things that we may not fully understand when we come out, but our intention is never to lie to you, Jonathan. Our job is to make sure that sometimes, and you're in the same boat. I mean, there are times when you guys tweet something out or write a story and you publish a correction. That doesn't mean that you were intentionally trying to deceive readers and the American people, does it?
See, he's actually, Sean Spicer's actually lying right there. Because he knows for a fact that they do intentionally deceive people. That is the whole point. But he's trying to be nice. Just like, by the way, and this is an aside, you know, you've heard all these confirmation hearings and all these people talking about global warming, and they're like, well, you know, we kind of do believe that there is climate change. Yeah, there's climate change every day. Changes every day. But we don't really know the extent of the contribution that man has to it, i.e., you know what they're doing? They're lying. They're lying to get confirmed. Okay, they're basically saying what they think that the members of the Senate want to hear. But anyway, let's go back to Sean Spicer today, explaining to Jonathan Carl whether or not they're going to lie.
And I think we should be afforded the same opportunity. There are times when we believe something to be true, or we get something from an agency, or we act in haste because the information available wasn't complete, but our desire to communicate with the American people and make sure that you have the most complete story at the time. And so we do it. But again, I think that when you look net-net, we're going to do our best every time we can. I'm going to come out here and tell you the facts as I know them, and if we make a mistake, I'll do our best to correct it. But I think that it's as I mentioned the other day, it is a two-way street. There are many mistakes that the media makes all the time. They misreport something, they don't report something, they get a fact wrong. I don't think that's always to turn around and say, okay, you were intentionally lying. I think we all go try to do our best job and do it with a degree of integrity that are in our respective industries.
So he's just being nice there because they do intentionally lie. That's a lie. Right there. That's a lie right there. They do intentionally lie. But I want to go back to Kellyanne Conway. Okay? I want to go out to Kellyanne Conway and back to her and her exchange with Chuck Todd. And let's just go back to it because it's so awesome. But just to give you
you want to talk about provable facts? You've missed it all.
Okay, here's Kellyanne Conway.
You want to talk about provable facts? You've missed it all along. America doesn't really, I mean, look, you've got a 14% approval rating in the media that you've earned. You want to push back on us, and yet you have a 14% approval rating.
All I'm looking for is an answer to a simple question. You never answered what.
Nobody believes you anymore. You're literally the boy that cried wolf.
Or the motivation of what was necessary about doing that yesterday.
Tell me why you just referred to us as ridiculous. We were lied about with the MLK bus.
I think the debate is ridiculous. And I did not say anything about ML. You're deflecting
NBC covered that false report, as did 3,000 other articles that are still up online. Chuck, you can't have a press coming into the Oval Office on day one of the administration. We welcome them in. to be open and gracious and to have a great relationship with the press. It came in and the press pooler wrote a false article about the removal of the bust of Martin Luther King Jr. days after President Trump met with Martin Luther King III, Martin Luther King Jr.'s son in New York City, had a very constructive, open conversation where Martin Luther King Jr.'s son said, we have to unify and help heal the country together. And boom, any snarky attempt to try to undercut this president in the Oval Office while he's doing the business of the country. We can't have this kind of relationship.
I completely agree, but I'm sitting here trying to answer basic questions, and you're trying to attack me with some...
I'm not attacking you. You attacked us. That's
feed,
ridiculous.
With some weird Twitter feed that you guys are obsessed with.
Bam! And this is what you're in store for. You are in store for a treat because every day is going to be must-see TV. So, if you like the pushback, this is awesome. This is like nothing that we've ever seen before. Trust me. Nothing like we've ever seen before. And listen, they frankly... deserve the pushback. They deserve the pushback. Because they have consistently lied to us all. And it's not working anymore. The curtain has been exposed. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Back in a moment with Edward Woodson.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
He's still so mad. Now, back to your host, Edward Woodson.
Welcome back to the show. 877-317-6432 is the number here. Well, the Secret Service has announced that they are now investigating Madonna for threatening to blow up the White House. Yeah, she actually said at this woman's march, she became completely unhinged. And in public said this. I want you to listen to this. This is Madonna.
I'm angry. Yes, I am outraged. Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Huh? What? Now, if you or I said that, trust me, there'd be a Secret Service agent knocking on your door tonight. But listen.
But I know that this won't change anything.
Correct.
We cannot fall into despair. As the poet W.H. Auden once wrote on the eve of World War II, we must love one another or die. I choose love. Are you with me? Say this with me. We choose love. We choose love. We choose love.
Okay. She says she chooses love, but she wants to blow up the White House. Really? I didn't even get to the F-bombs that she said on live TV, which I can't play that for you here. She chooses love, but she also wants to blow up the White House. Really? I mean, you're publicly threatening to blow up the White House. You're publicly threatening to bomb the White House. That is a serious criminal offense, and Madonna should be arrested. Okay? She should be ashamed of herself for actually saying that she wants to blow up. Blow up? You kidding me? You want to blow up the White House? And in the same breath, she chooses love. It's a very loving act, blowing up the White House. And then there's Ashley Judd. You notice how these washed-up actresses... What's the last time that Ashley Judd was relevant or Madonna was relevant? Really? Or Cher or any of these other people? Huh? So I want you to listen to Ashley Judd. She, again, became completely discombobulated and unhinged. Listen, because this is awesome. I mean, do they not realize, do these people not realize that they give us fodder? Do they not realize that they're making complete fools of themselves and we're laughing at them? Did they not get that at all? Guess not. That they're actually comic relief for us? That we actually enjoy them making fools of themselves? Do they not get that? It's like those goofy celebrity videos. That they have the opposite effect. Anyway, here's Ashley Judd. Listen to this. Here we go. Ashley Judd. Talking about Donald Trump. If I can get this thing to actually play. Anyway, Ashley Judd talked about how she's a feminist and blah, 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 blah. Let me just get this queued up here. Because for some reason, here we go. It is, this is refused. This is, anyway, Ashley Judd. She talked about that she was a nasty woman. That she was a nasty woman. She said, I am not as nasty as a man who looks like he bathes in Cheeto dust, whose words are a death trap to America. Electoral college sanctioned hate speech contaminating this national anthem. I mean, she just went on and on and on and on and on. Talking about how horrible Donald Trump is. And I apologize to you because I had this, this sound bite and for whatever reason, I'm having problems playing it. And, of course, it was just fine before, you know. I do show prep, and everything is fine, and then I go to play it, and it's the Internet. It's the Internet, and it's a live show, so that's what it is. And you can just listen to me, okay? It's just amazing. These people are amazing. I mean, really. Before we get to that, because this isn't going to play, I don't think, here's Chris Matthews talking about the inauguration. Now, I don't understand Chris Matthews, frankly. None of these are playing right now. Okay. All right. None of this is playing, so you're going to just have to listen to me. Okay. I'll tell you something. All these protesters, these marchers on Washington, you know, the media freaking out. Frankly, all it does is embolden the Trump supporters. It proves our point. The fact is that Donald Trump, you know, by and large, has done exactly what he said he was going to do. The Donald Trump that we're seeing now is the Donald Trump that we saw throughout the campaign, is the Donald Trump that ran, and it's the Donald Trump that everybody voted on. I mean, that's just the way it is. And this is the Donald Trump that we're going to get now. And if any thought of Donald Trump lessening his attacks against the media, any thought of Donald Trump doing any kind of presidential pivot, any thought of Donald Trump somehow changing his behavior, it's pure folly. This is the, by the way, this guy, Donald Trump, because I've heard the media for the last couple of days said, well, he can't do that. Donald Trump can't do that. He can't say that. Sean Spicer can't get up there and lie. He's a representative of all Americans. And Donald Trump lied. It's a bald-faced lie. If you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor. If you like your plan, you can keep your plan. You notice how the media never called out Barack Obama for saying that. That was the biggest lie of the century. They never said, well, you said, if you like your doctor, you keep your doctor, didn't you? Did you ever hear a press conference where they said that? No, they're talking about crowd size. Well, you said that it was 1.5 million, and it was really a lot less than that. That's what they're going to report now. But let them. Awesome. Great. Really, more power to you. And for them to ask, are you going to tell us the truth? Are you going to tell us the truth, Sean Spicer? Well, they never asked. I don't recall them ever asking again. Josh Earnest. Jay Carney. I never remember them asking. Are you going to tell the truth? If you like the doctor, keep the doctor. If you like your plan, you keep your plan. All right, I'm out of time. Check out the website, edwardwoodson.com. That's edwardwoodson.com. Also, like us on Facebook, The Edward Woodson Show, and follow me on Twitter, at Ed Woodson Show. It is truly an honor and a privilege to be with you every day and give you your fair share of the truth, because you're entitled to it, and I'm going to do it every single day. Good day, America. I'm out.
Thank you for tuning in to The Edward Woodson Show, changing talk radio forever. Listen to The Edward Woodson Show.
Are you tired of paying too much for healthcare? Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people with a solution to rising healthcare costs. With Liberty HealthShare, you choose your doctor, you choose your hospital, and you choose your treatment. If you're looking for freedom from health insurance, then go to www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237. Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Get a free estimate at www.libertyhealthshare.org or call 855-585-4237.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.